Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1531, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, broad at 110, and yet here is the paper containing your admission made in the presence of your attorney, Monday morning, April 28th, that you didn't leave the factory until 110. Gentlemen, talk to me about sad spectacles, but oh, the sad spectacles that I have witnessed through one that don't know who did it. I don't know in ignorance of who did it, but I know so my grave Curran girl, the daughter of a man that works for Montag, in the case this to prove this for this red-handed murderer who killed that little girl to protect his reputation among the people of him own race and religion. Jurors are sworn, and his honor will charge you. You have got the right to take into consideration one department, the manner and bearing, the reasonableness of what honest man seeking to get at the truth looked at that little girl with Montag, and they not know that she had some connections, boy, had been riding into Montag's automobile. I am at a loss understand your mental operations. But if Frank looked the Monterey door at 1:10, if that be true, how in the name of goodness did she ever see him at Alabama and Broad at 110 Black U? She had never seen him but one time, had never seen him but one time, and with the people up there on the street to see the parade, waiting for her companions, this daughter of an employee of Montag comes into this presence and tells you the unreasonable and absurd story, the story that's in contradiction to the story made by Frank, which has been introduced in evidence and will be out with you. She saw that leak up there in Jacob's Mrs. Max Meyer, sworn for the Movant. I am a sister of Mrs. Ethel Harris Miller, formerly Ethel Harris. On April 26, 1913, Mrs. Miller, together with Meyer Lefkoff, met me at the department store of J.P. Allen Company, where I worked, in front of said store, in the middle of the block of Whitehall Street between Alabama and Hunter Streets, in the city of Atlanta, at about 1 o'clock of said day. After meeting in front of said store, Mrs. Miller, Lefkoff, and I walked down Whitehall Street until we reached the corner of Alabama Street. We turned up Alabama Street and walked to the corner of Forsyth and Alabama Streets, where we caught the Magnolia Street car for our home. In my opinion, we reached the corner of Alabama and Whitehall Streets between 1 o'clock and 1:10. I am not acquainted with Leo M. Frank and do not recall whether my sister bowed to anyone at that corner or not. Frederick J. Paxson, Jake B. Newman, sworn for the Movant. We are personally acquainted with Meyer Lefkoff of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, and Meyer Lefkoff is a person of good moral character and credibility, and we would believe him on oath in a court of law. P.J. Paxson, Miss May Evans, sworn for the Movant. We know personally Mrs. Ethel Harris Miller of Chattanooga 10,